Exciting news just keeps coming in for music lovers. Delaware's Firefly Music Festival and Exponential Music Festival in New Jersey are both slated to make their return after COVID cancellations last year. No acts have been announced yet, but the festivals are scheduled to return in September. The Philadelphia Folk Festival is back in August, but no definitive word yet on whether it will be in person, online, or a combination of the two. And as for Made in America, the city's sprawling music festival backed by Jay-Z that happens on the Parkway, nothing has been announced just yet. Our advice is to keep checking the websites for each festival for information and sign up for any alerts. The great thing about virtual festivals is that they don't sell out. Tonight at 8 p.m., Michael Dorff presents the Best of the Music of live stream concert. This is a show that he's been doing since 2004 to benefit music education and youth charities. Two performers are doing the music of Prince, who you guys know is my fave.
Always unexpected, but never rejected, surprise.
This song was on his 2015 release, Hit and Run 2. It also appears on his upcoming Vault album, Welcome to America, out on July 30th. Tickets for the live stream start at $25, and again, it's tonight at 8 p.m. Artists performing include Keb Mo, Betty LeVette, Patti Smith, Roseanne Cash, and our own Low Cut Connie performing the music of Van Morrison. Now that is going to be good. We have two restaurant weeks to tell you about. First, Collingswood Restaurant Week through Saturday with prefix menus, and we love those, from the participating restaurants. And in King of Prussia, a second weekend for their King of Prussia Restaurant Week with prefix pricing through next Thursday. And if you shop at the mall too, and who doesn't love the King of Prussia Mall, some proceeds go to Children's Hospital of Philadelphia for their Shops for CHOP benefit. So you can do your retail therapy this time for a good cause. And if you order takeout, you can dine at Takeout Under the Tents, which transforms a portion of the mall's parking lot into an outdoor dining area. The 14th Annual Media Film Festival is continuing through the weekend with a virtual slate of movies you can access via their website. We'll have that link on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Virtual tickets start at $15, and there's also a drive-in screening on Saturday at Arasafa Farms. You know to book those tickets now if you're interested because, well, they sell out quick. Should you check Into the Zoo Motel? Theater Exile's latest production starts tonight, and it's coming live from South America, courtesy of star Thaddeus Phillips. The interactive production broadcast via Zoom kicks off tonight at 7 p.m., and it goes through May 2nd. And Mayor of Easttown, a gritty police drama, is set and was filmed in Delaware County. That's right, Delco stands up. Ironically, though, it stars Kate Winslet and Guy Pearce, and they're from the UK and Australia, respectively. But Kate Winslet nails the accent she says is one of the hardest she's ever had to do.
What's happening? She knows what's happening, Tony.
Okay.
She knows.
All right, let's go. Are you friends with these people?
Yeah.
Why do they call you Lady Hawk?
I made a shot in a basketball game.
Brad Inglesby, who is the show's creator, is from Berwyn. You remember his dad, Tom, who played for Villanova, and his brother, Martin, is the head basketball coach right now for the University of Delaware. You can catch Mayor of Easttown on HBO starting on Sunday at 10 p.m. And that's it for Things to Do this week. If you missed anything or want to find out about more events and more details, go to whyy.org/things to do, and we'll have that information for you there. Have a great weekend, everybody.